tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to The Vampire Diaries, Season 6, Episode 19, Because I am here as your host, Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, sitting alongside the amazing chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. I'm on Twitter at
I like the dance moves.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Of course, Katie says yay. Katie Campbell.
Hello. You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
And the amazing Sam Davidson.
And you can find me on Twitter at SamD43.
But more importantly than any of us over here, we have, you guys know her as Sarah. We now know her as Tristan May.
Hey.
She's in the house. We're so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. You can find me on Twitter, Tristan Snow.
No, seriously, where can they find you? Instagram, Twitter, where are you at?
At Trizio, T-R-I-Z-Z-I-O, and then Instagram is Tristan Mays.
Is that a nickname?
Yes.
Trizio?
Yes, like my dad gave me that nickname when I was a little girl.
Oh, so. That's cute. And you picked this song, too? You're killing it tonight.
I was listening to this song on the way here, and I tweeted you guys, or Instagram something about you guys.
Nice.
With that song
we gotta check
playing.
It out.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Now, it's a perfect song to start with because it is a good life.
Yeah.
And you guys, of course, as always, you know you can find us on AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, where you can chat live with our chat mistress. And if you guys have any questions that you want to ask us or that you want to ask Tristan, please just chat them in now.
Yeah.
Or if you guys want to use the hashtag ABTVTVD. Yes, I know it's a little long-winded, but you guys got it. And always on iTunes and SoundCloud. Wherever you guys are, give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up. We really appreciate it. Write a comment. We love hearing what you guys have to say. And tell us how freaking beautiful Tristan is, because you guys know we talk about it every week.
I'm telling you. Roxy's girl crush is on fire.
It's hardcore.
Guys, it's going to make me blush.
That's how I'm feeling right now. Okay, guys, I want to jump right into tonight's episode before we get into specifics with your character and your life. Let's talk about Caroline, because she was a huge, huge part of tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. She's been having a really big storyline for the last... Mm-hmm. Well, when did she turn her humanity switch off?
Couple episodes ago.
Yeah, because I feel like because we had the break, it feels like it was longer, but it might have only been 4 episodes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? I feel like it was the beginning of the year, maybe.
No. That's when we were still dealing with the death of her mom and all that, so it's just been on Caroline. She's been getting the crap end of the stick for a long time now.
Her mom didn't even die until we came back from the winter break.
What did Katie find?
Guys, in my notebook... she turned her humanity off at the end of season, or at the end of episode 15. So 16 is when we saw her. That's the one that Ian Somerhalder directed.
The funeral episode.
So you were dead on. Just so you know, Katie keeps an entire notebook dedicated to the show. She's a researcher.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Detailed notes.
You should sell it to the actors on the show, no joke, or the writer, you know, people love that kind of stuff.
Let's do it.
They need character development. Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. Okay, so Caroline tonight, she goes through a lot because she it's like a roller coaster with her. She's up and she's feeling like she's on cloud nine, and she's with Stefan and they're on the same team, and he comes back and he's like, ha ha ha, my mom tried to switch my flip, but she couldn't, and I'm still with you. Did you guys feel like that was a believable performance on Stefan's part? Or were you thinking that Caroline was going to catch him way faster?
I thought he did well, but I thought she was going to catch him faster. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just too smart for it.
Well, at first, I was like, did we skip time when it started? I was confused because I was like, did something happen that I missed? I believed him.
Hmm. Interesting. I want to get your thoughts on Steriline in general, actually, because we haven't had you before. So are you a Steriline fan?
I'm a Steriline fan.
Ooh,
I am.
Yay.
But you know what? I'm an Elena Stefan fan, too.
Oh, hey!
I miss that so much, but you know what? I am a Steriline fan.
I don't know if you can be Stelena and Steriline. I don't know.
Yes.
I am. I can't help it.
You're another lover of love.
There's that little thing inside you that's like...
yeah, you're like Katie. The lovers
of
love.
Delana took over, you know, it's the best.
Well, I'm Stelena and Delana.
But you said that from the beginning, but I feel like you steered Delana so hard.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. But I still miss the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the same love for both couples, yeah. I think.
Well, that's good. You can appreciate the memories and know that it's not the right move for them to be together.
No.
No.
T, what are you thinking about the whole thing?
I'm thinking, I mean, I love Steriline right now. I think they're really cute together. But I did think that Caroline would have started, I think she was picking up the clues. Mm. But she was just giving him little tests before she really... called him out on it, and because there was moments where she was like, "What do you mean you don't want to kiss me?" And
you know, yeah, he was being really standoffish.
He was being really standoffish, and I got
he wasn't playing it up good enough.
Yeah, and I get it because he doesn't want to take advantage of her when he doesn't have his humanity off anymore. But at the same time, if you're gonna burn the letter, then you might as well go.
If you're gonna play the part,
her,
that's what I'm thinking. She's not gonna be as mad at you for sleeping with her. You guys have already slept together. She's gonna be more mad about the letter thing.
I want to know what's in that letter.
I know that we're gonna know. I guarantee it. Now, here's my prediction on that. I know we do predictions at the end, but I'll forget it, so I gotta say it now. Right. I think that either Damon, because he's sneaky like this, broke into the envelope or did something, saw the letter before it was sent, after it was sent, whatever, and either made a copy or actually removed the letter from the envelope and then closed the envelope and gave it to her and shows she burnt an empty envelope or one that had a copy of the letter but not the only copy. And maybe it doesn't have to do with Damon, but somebody did that, because if we never see this letter or hear this letter or it's not in a flashback or something, I'll go crazy.
You're gonna go nuts.
I know.
Yeah, we gotta see it. We gotta hear it.
We don't want that.
That's what made me tear up, is the fact that this letter might be gone.
Oh, Katie, you cried this episode?
I did. You guys didn't look back
at
me. That
was really sad.
I was really sad.
Oh, no.
It was really sad.
I'm like the only one that hasn't cried tonight.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to turn her humanity back on so fast.
Yeah.
Really?
I did not expect that to happen this episode.
Really?
Like I was saying, it wasn't really a switch. It was kind of just this...
A melt.
Yeah, melt. A melt. I love when you said that. I was like, it was a melt.
She just slipped out.
I feel like we don't usually see that. When people turn it off or on, we usually get that close-up on their eyes, and you just you almost see it go dead inside and then come back to life or whatnot. But for her, it was this... And I guess it makes sense because it's Caroline, and she is a different, unique person with a whole... a strange perspective on this, but we see her morph or melt into, holy crap, what have I done? And what do you guys think was that trigger then? Of course, we see her dagger Stefan, and she's talking about, she sees the mom, but what exact moment, what exact line really did it for you guys, do you think?
I think just her mom, that memory of...
No, her
seeing
mom.
Seeing her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just seeing her.
And not being able to get in the house and hear what she said. That was devastating.
Because the whole, when she woke up from that thing, she had seen her mom, but that really wasn't her mom. That was something that was manifested in some kind of a dream. But when she saw an actual memory of her mom through Stefan, like, I think that is what put her over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think part of it, too, is realizing how much Stefan really does care about her. That was... It was maybe like 40-60.
What made you think that... I believe it too, but what made you see that Stefan really cares about her? What was the...
When he told her mom that, you know, he didn't want to get together with her right now because he doesn't want it to be in a time of grief and sorrow.
I was so happy to see Sheriff Forbes in this episode in any capacity. Yeah. And it made me remember... Oh my gosh, I can't believe she's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been dealing with Caroline and what she's doing so much that I almost forgot that... We even lost her mom.
Yeah.
It's not what we focused on.
And even when we first saw the lights going on, I was like, oh, please be her mom. Please let it all be a dream. Everyone's alive. Everyone's happy.
That was such an awesome scene.
Yeah. I mean, having her back was just...
Oh, that was
awesome.
It
was such a treat because I don't think anyone really expected to see her in tonight's episode, at least, you know, for a flashback or anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that part of this was them, Vampire Diaries, trying to address their fans? Because people have had issues with when Stefan and Caroline got together. Mm-hmm. They said they came together out of grief. This isn't a good time for Stefan to initiate things with Caroline. She's not in the right state of mind, etc. So do you guys think that this was their nod to fans saying, we hear you, but listen, this conversation happened?
That's what I thought when I saw that scene. I was like, that's what fans have been saying. You know, they wanted them to get together, not over just the fact that her mom's dying.
But
I still believe that something beautiful can happen out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but he said to her, I'm patient, I will wait. But he didn't really do that. So it's...
Wasn't he kind of rushed into it because Caroline forced him to turn his humanity off? because he even said he didn't want to do.
Well, they kissed it before then. That, though. They had that kiss with the humanity on.
Yeah, but that was a beautiful moment.
It was a steamy kiss,
but it wasn't quite like we're just going to be together now.
It was
the beginning of a building process.
It was a melt,
right. A melt.
It was. Well, I just love it because when they started kind of like hooking up or like throwing that idea out there, we were all like, I don't know. This feels weird. We're not sure. But they're hot now.
Yeah.
They are so hot together.
Even, honestly, this sounds so bad because I love Caroline, so I don't really want this, but oh my God, even with her humanity off, she's like this smoke show and just rocks the screen. Mm-hmm. I love her playing this character, mm-hmm. and I want to see more of it, which it sounds bad because I'm glad her humanity's back, but this was so cool and different
Caroline
and fun.
With her humanity off. Was incredible.
And her Britney Spears hair?
Gosh, she is incredible.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So part of me was like, maybe give me another episode
or two.
Or even if she just learns something from turning her humanity off, which is like, you know, you don't have to be, there are two extremes and maybe you can live in the middle a little more. You can be a little more of a free spirit and rock out and do what you want, but you also don't have to kill people.
And maybe it's kind of what they said is happening with Bonnie right now, how, you know, she's been through so much and we're going to finally see Bonnie standing up for herself and not just being the pushover. And I kind of feel that they're doing this with Caroline, knowing that Nina's leaving and that they're going to need another strong female. And I'm one of those people back in season one, I was not a Caroline fan at all.
You weren't a fan of the character?
I wasn't a fan of the character of Caroline in season one. I thought she was just like bratty and, you know, cheerleader.
Was that season two when she turned?
When she turned, I liked her a little bit more, but she still wasn't ever like leading lady. The character of Caroline. Mm. After her turn now, I see her more as a leading lady for the show.
Well, they are bringing in another female lead next season that I heard.
Is this news and gossip?
Sorry, I guess this is getting into news and gossip.
Oh, well, then you can run our news and gossip segment in a little bit. You guys will have to stay tuned. I know I couldn't wait for my prediction, but you can wait for this.
Thanks, Roxy.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just so kind. My humanity must be on. All right, guys, let's keep talking a little bit about the Steriline relationship, though, because it was really interesting to me that we all thought that he was going to be the reason she flipped her switch back on. And yes, he was the catalyst, but it wasn't him that made her flip the switch. Mm-hmm. It was the mom, which was, I thought, so fitting because his switch was turned back on by his mom. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I loved that parallel. Yeah. Like, sometimes you think about the person who needs to do something for you has to be the love of your life. Sometimes it's just the person you love the most. Mm-hmm. And for them, right now, it was both of their parents, both their moms, neither of which have been around for a minute now. Is a lot longer, but I thought that was really cool. Yeah. Did anybody think that if this had been somebody else that she still would have flipped her switch back on, or do you think it was only Stefan that could have given her those memories? You know what I mean? Like, if she daggered Damon and the same storyline had come out of Damon, or she had seen her mom with Damon, do you think that the memories would have come back? Obviously, it wouldn't have been the same storyline because he's not going to make out with Caroline.
Right. I think,
No, you don't think so?
Really?
I don't know. I think it had to be Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it was a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on the thing about her mom being the main thing. I really do think maybe she could have been brought back through somebody else's memory of them talking with her mom.
Right. I don't know, guys. I'm freaking out a little about the letter now. Nobody's reassured me.
Well, yeah, the letter, I don't know. I don't know how the letter is going to affect their relationship coming out of this, because like Stefan said, I don't want you to be mad at me when you get your humanity back, because I'm the guy who destroyed the letter that your mom wrote you. And mm-hmm. she still kind of forced him into it. She doesn't seem mad about it right now.
Well, because she's so sad. You can't really be angry.
She blames herself.
Yeah.
She's really sad about it.
As she should, kind of.
And she knows.
It's like, this is what I wrote down, worst hangover ever. Like, you ever go out and you get a little too drunk, and the next morning you wake up and you're like, ooh, that probably wasn't the move last night. Whatever it is you did, you told your friend that you hated their hair, or whatever it is that you did. And you wake up and you're like, oh, gosh, I have some apologies to make. This is that times, like, 5 million billion. Mm-hmm. Like, all the pictures are in front of her, and the paper is burnt, and all this is getting confronted, and she's locked in this room, and she did this.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish they didn't give her the photos and the police reports.
You think it was too much?
Yeah. And for her to just sit there and just, like, pour over it of the people she killed, like, that's a little much at first.
But they did it before her switch was back.
Well, take it away.
Yeah, that's true. Take it away.
Yeah.
So Joe and Alaric, they're the keepers of the gate right now. And they're sitting there, and they're making out and not really caring that much that Stefan and Caroline are in the room. By the way, I feel so bad for Stefan because he's just going through all the motions and he's hungry and doesn't need to be in there, but whatever.
But, you know, he kind of deserves it a little bit. He did do some bad things, too.
He
so
did. He needs punishment.
He can, yeah, it's a little time out.
Jail time.
And I think it shows how much he cares about her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
because when I'm hungry, I'm hungry, you know. And I'm not gonna let you not let me eat.
Hangry. yeah, you get hangry, girl. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
I'll never let go of Selena, but
Steriline, you're feeling.
It's cute.
I feel the same way about Claroline drink. I love them, but for some reason, I have a harder time seeing Klaus with anybody else over on the originals, but on this show, I don't have that hard of a time seeing Caroline with somebody else because I just think that he is so good for her. And yes, he did sacrifice what he was doing. He did go into this and he made this plan and and helped her get where she needed to be, which is what a best friend, but even more than that, can do. Anyway, I want to talk about Joe and Alaric. So they're sitting out there and they're making out and they're talking about cake and stuff, which seems appropriate at the time. Not really. but I like that we keep seeing their relationship progress a little bit. You know, we don't get that much of them every week, but we do get a little taste of them. I don't know, without them being supernatural right now, either of them, where do they fit into this universe?
Well, they are also bringing the fact that we keep seeing Elena wanting to be human or having these thoughts. They're kind of there for that reason as well. We see Elena want the things that Joe is having.
Yeah. Right. She's a little jealous.
A little bit.
Not a pretty color.
She got that baby fever, you know, when all your friends start having babies and then you're like, ooh, I want one. That's not me, ever.
but you've read about it somewhere.
I've read about it, you know, I'm asking for a friend. But, you know, she's kind of got that baby fever going on because she's seeing it with Joe. And then, you know, she's also seeing Alaric, who earlier this season was dead and then alive and then a vampire and now human again. And he gets to move on with his life. Yeah. Jeremy has moved on with his life and she's still kind of stuck.
I'm still like, what is going on with Jeremy? He's off hunting, right?
Well, we discussed Jeremy's this. They gone. Said he'd be back. Maybe, like, just for, like, an episode or two, but, like, we're just never going
to
see him again.
For weddings and funerals.
Right. But, you know, Bonnie, and it just makes no sense to me that he's not there.
That's kind of the cool part about this show. Like, even, I know we'll talk more about it later, but even with your character, it's not a definitive, I won't ever see you again. It's, I'll see you later. Uh-huh. And it's like, you never know when people are going to pop back in. And I miss Jeremy, of course. I miss Tyler. I miss anybody who's not there every single week. Mm-hmm. You know, Maddie Blue Eyes is half the time there, half the time not. Same with Bonnie, but when they come back in, it just makes it all the more special. It's like, they come back for a reason. When they come back, you know something good's about to happen.
Yeah.
We're putting all our resources into this episode for everybody to come back.
I'm waiting for Kai to come back.
Yes, me too.
Kai is my favorite.
Oh my! Well, first of all, why? Because I need to know.
He's awesome.
He's amazing. But
He's like the other Damon.
Are you Bon Kai, which is Bonnie Kai? Because I am so Bon Kai that it actually kind of freaks me out that I could like him with anybody.
Because he's a serial killer?
Because he's a serial killer.
And especially with Bonnie.
I know. I'm Bon Kai. I can't help it.
I'm just Kai.
You're just Kai.
I'm just Kai. I can't see him being with anyone.
You're Sarah Kai.
But himself. No. I just can't see him being with anyone. He's Kai.
Yeah. That's
he's
that's
a standalone.
But now that he has Luke in him, he is a little better, you know. When he was just Kai, I didn't want him to be with Bonnie. I actually think I did, but
you did.
I'm going to pretend that I didn't. But now that he's got some good in him, you know, maybe she can change her ways, Bonnie.
When he was turning soft, when his soft side kind of started to come from Luke or whatever, I was like, whoa, maybe he really could. Like, maybe something could happen between him and Bonnie, but Bonnie was done.
Yeah, you know,
Bonnie was done.
Good for her.
She's really gained an edge.
I'm not falling for that. That's what she said.
Yeah, absolutely. She's tough with this one.
Yeah.
Usually I feel like she's easier to mold and kind of can be swayed, but now this time she's laying the law down. She's saying, no, I'm never seeing him again. He has to be stuck there.
Yeah.
And I don't care who this affects. I don't care if Elena doesn't get the cure. I don't care if Damon doesn't get his happy ending. I am not putting myself on the line again.
Yep.
Well, you can't really blame her.
I think
blame
her. Besides Kai, too, we have these heretics, which are even posing a bigger problem.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't even really talk about it that much at all this episode.
Well, Lily talked about it a bit, about how it's her family, and without them, she's the Ripper. And then we saw a little rippage.
Yeah, but we don't even still really understand, like, what they are, I guess. I mean, they're witch vampires. Like, I want to know the specifics, and they left us hanging last week, and this week they didn't really fill us in.
Well, I think they explained pretty much that they're Kai. Just, she turned them into vampires also. So they can, as people like Kai, they can suck away your magic and use it for themselves. But now since they're vampires, they're just channeling themselves.
Right.
So they, and that's a magical source. So now they have, like, all this power. Because they don't actually have to suck it from someone and it dwindle out of them. They just have it.
Yeah, they just suck it from themselves. And that sounded weird.
That didn't sound just really, sounded weird. Really
complicated.
But vampire stuff.
Yeah, it is. But again, looking at Kai and looking at the heretics, is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so dangerous. We've got to keep them in. Yet people don't seem to be taking this threat that seriously, other than Bonnie. And Bonnie's only taking it seriously because she has personal issues. I feel like nobody's thinking, wow, these people get out and humanity might be screwed.
No, Joe was on the phone last week and she was like, we cannot let them out.
Yeah.
And then just this
no,
week.
No,
you know,
Joe, definitely.
Yeah, I think everyone, I don't think anyone knew that Damon gave up the Ascendant.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, well, it doesn't really matter. Like, Damon's getting it back. We don't have to worry about this. It's a done deal. They're going to be locked in there. But I also feel that there's a lack of a big bad cause, because even though Caroline and Stefan didn't have their humanity, yeah, that's a bad thing, but it's not end of the world bad thing. And so I miss having Kai around, because he was around all season and it was just this big bad character that kind of brought them all together to work together, and I miss that. So I hope they get out of there, because I want to see more of it, and that sounds horrible, but I'm okay with it.
So you are blatantly wishing ill on Mystic Falls.
I'm just saying it's a lot more fun to watch when a character like Kai, who is psychotic without reason, is around.
Your team, Tristan. Kai-Kai.
Yeah, Kai-Kai.
Kai-Kai.
It makes for a good story.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
It's great television,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but guys, again, poor Bonnie. Through the ringer with this guy. And Damon, I'm sorry, Damon fans out there, Damon's not treating Bonnie well. He just keeps manipulating her. Just be straight up with her. Even if you are going to be a little sketchy in what you want, if the way that you ask for it, Bonnie's a level-headed person, you know, just be straight up. And he's beating around the bush and he, like, isn't it really explaining things? And I don't like the way he's treating her.
Yeah,
even as a friend, I'm not talking about romantically, but Damon's not kicking butt right now.
He's kind of going to her when he needs something.
Right.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair.
She has a big wall up, though. I mean, she's pissed. She was living in basically solitary confinement for months, and she's an attitude. You know, she's angry. Like, I understand why she's acting like that, but it kind of sucks, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel bad for her, but somebody needs to team up with her, so that's Maddie Blue Eyes. Now.
Oh, sorry. Can I just say that in the chat roll, because I never thought of this before, and I think it's kind of interesting. I want you guys' thoughts. They were talking about Matt and Bonnie, and they're shipping them now as Monty.
Monty.
So, Monty!
How do we feel about a Matt-Bonnie relationship thing going? I mean, it's the only girl out of the top three girls that Matt hasn't dated yet, so...
This is fascinating.
I've thought about it before, because they do randomly team up, because she'll, like, kind of not use him, but, like, facilitate his, you know, humanness to kind of help her cause sometimes, like she did tonight.
And they both will never be vampires.
And they both always are the sacrifice. They're always the ones caught in the middle of the crap that happens because of vampires.
And thrown under the bus. It's both of them.
So people are shipping them as a couple, not as friends? More than that? This is interesting, because after we see Matt take a really strong stance against vampires, Bonnie teaming up with him kind of makes her take a strong stance against vampires. And that scares me a little bit, because I've been worried about what Matt will be able to do since the first day of this season, as we see him start to be Tripp's person and then tear away from our group.
Yeah.
What if he gets Bonnie to turn on vampires? Do you think, because she's so angry right now at Damon?
It could happen.
Mm-hmm. You think it could?
Uh huh. It could.
Which would be really scary.
I mean, she's so fed up with everything. It easily could happen.
I know.
Would she be able to turn against though Elena and Caroline?
How many times have they not cared that she's gone and not gone after her? And
she came back. She came and Caroline back didn't and, care.
Yeah. Well, her humanity was off.
Yeah.
But still, also. What's her name? Elena didn't really give her that big of a hoopla, like, oh my god, you're back again.
Well, they haven't really done that much with her being back. It's like, she's back, like, and no Backstreet one really says anything.
Oh my god, oh, back again.
I didn't quote a Backstreet Boys song, my bad.
Sorry, Sam, you were making some brilliant point, but I was still on the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, thank you, Roxy. no, but she, like, her, I was expecting when she came back for it to be, like, a bigger deal. And everyone's just kind of, like, doing their thing, and she's going to class, and whatever.
100%, which is why, you know, when somebody comes back into your life, i.e. Stefan's mom comes back in, sometimes that's enough to turn your humanity back on. But Bonnie coming back into Caroline's life did nothing for her.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
Didn't even flinch. That's hurtful. Even if it's not Caroline's fault necessarily, it is because she flipped it in the first place, but that's got to sting.
But Caroline was really depressed when Bonnie died. Like, for a while, I think she was the most upset of anyone, honestly.
As she should be. It's her best friend. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that Bonnie... The same way that the audience right now is like Bonnie's life, we never really think she's going to die because her life has been threatened so many times. Maybe that's what the characters are like at this point. Maybe they're just like, yeah, we'll get her back. Yeah, whatever. Which is taking her for granted, which is why I think Bonnie might turn with Matt.
Plus, there was so many things going on when she came back. They didn't really have time to sit and celebrate.
Right. Yeah. Like, we can't throw you a party because we have to go rescue this person
exactly.
and that person.
And Damon's
trying to convince her to make up with Kai, and she was angry, and she wasn't that happy.
Yeah.
You know, she was upset. She came back pretty hostile.
Absolutely.
I feel like after a while, though, Caroline, after she kind of gets herself together, she's going to care about Bonnie again.
I think it'll help bring Caroline back to happiness, perhaps, to know that
definitely.
Bonnie's back. Yeah.
So they have the – Bonnie takes the Ascendant. She runs this operation with Matt, and she makes lunch plans with Lily. And while Bonnie's in the house grabbing the Ascendant, Lily's sitting there, and Enzo comes by. Perfect timing, Enzo. So we saw a little bit last week about how Enzo really hates her, but we started guessing that they knew each other. We knew that they had that interaction and that she actually turned him, but we kind of felt like she knew Enzo from when he was younger because of a couple things that she said, like when he said, I love that lullaby, and she said, I know, or whatever. We have all different predictions on it. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay on this for a second and see if that changed for anybody, and if you guys thought that maybe we were off or closer or what.
I think we were off on that one.
Yeah, we missed that one a little bit.
But, I mean, it still is one of those things where she did say that to him, so it's kind of one of those things where maybe they wanted us to believe that she could have known him longer, but after their interaction tonight, I say she didn't know him longer because when he first showed up at the door, if she'd known him forever, it instantly would have been like, Enzo, it's you. Instead, it kind of, today, she's like, you're at the door. Enzo, that's you. It kind of took a moment.
Lorenzo. Yes. Yo, maybe Annie was tight-lipped about it when she came into studio. She didn't say it. We tried to tickle torture her, but nothing. Go ahead, sorry, Kitty.
No, you're fine. Maybe she just is kind of delusional in her own. Like, she doesn't know whether she's, like, a ripper or not. I feel like I saw a little bit that would probably come out.
Hmm.
So maybe she just didn't remember him. But I just, why would she say that whole... I know you haven't heard this lullaby since you were little. Like, why would you say that if you didn't know him then?
Yeah.
It's too big of a seed to plant. I think that she did.
I mean, it could have just been a popular lullaby for that time. There probably wasn't that many in 1903.
But,
there's not that many songs out there, so you sing a common
thing. And can't vampires kind of see into your mind?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe she was kind of seeing into his mind right there.
Yeah, maybe that's the solution, but I would think also she took special interest in him. Why did she do that? Why, even now, is she still doing that? Is it and not for her own children? She says tonight, I got to tell you, they remind me of my dark past, and that's why I can't really be with them. And I was so glad she finally said something, because I want to shake her and be like, yo, how do you have love in your heart but just not for your kids?
Well, I would love to see some flashbacks of, like, her and Richard from Sex and the City.
sure.
Their marriage and, like, what really happened, you know, because it, like, doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I think that we're going to see a lot more of her, and I think that it's going to be confusing now that she's pairing with Enzo because Enzo hates Stefan. And Enzo and Damon have had a weird relationship, and now Lily and Enzo are going to bond because he does come running to her rescue tonight. Mm-hmm. So where do you guys think that's all going to go with the relationship between the actual sons and now the pseudo son?
It's going to cause a rift.
Between the boys?
Yeah.
More so between Damon and Enzo, because Damon is the one who doesn't really feel the connection with his mom, and he yearns for that relationship, I think, still. And Enzo's walking in and just getting it, and Damon has said a lot of backdoor comments to his mom about, oh, yeah, well, that must be easy for you, mm-hmm. you know, oh, we must be similar, more similar than we thought, and that kind of stuff. So I think for him, that's where he'll struggle with it, but I think that Stefan will be fine. He has Caroline.
Well, I have a question. I want to clarify something. I'm not sure if I missed something. So does Stefan not know that his mom, Lily, was being fake with him?
No.
He really
does not know yet.
Yeah, he lied about that to care, but he doesn't know that she was not for real.
No, he still thinks that his mom really said those things. And I think that Damon's trying to keep it that way, which can't
last long.
Yeah, definitely not. Speaking of Enzo, though, somebody who knows Enzo a little better than any of us over here. Who is it? I know. I have to give a shout out to that scene with what he did to you, and he locked you up, or you locked him up, and all of that. That was the most intense, crazy moment.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, we got to get the characters of Sarah a hand guide, knowing that the vampires can break out of those things.
I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, we got to buy that. And second of all, I know we'll talk about it in a little, but girl, I don't think you're staying gone long. I don't think so. I think you're coming back, and I think you're coming back with a vengeance for Enzo, and that means that maybe you'll team up with the brothers, because they might be going after Enzo, too. Everybody's picking sides right now.
Or will she go to Maddie Blue Eyes, since that's who she already kind of has a relationship with?
That's true.
There was some chemistry there, well, before she found out that he was being forced to date her.
But he gave her the vervain, too, so
he did. Yeah, I think he made up for it. So maybe you guys should go out or something.
But you never know what could happen. That scene kind of ended on me finding out Enzo actually really does care about me.
Right.
So you never know. That's you honestly never know.
What team are you going to be on? I don't even know what team I'm on right now. It's so hard because I love, there are bits of every one of these characters that I really love, mm-hmm. but now I really think we're building up to them, a lot of them fighting against each other.
And dying. That's what I'm afraid of. I think your character's going to stick around, but like everyone else, I'm just like, oh God, what are they going to do?
I don't know. Especially because we know people are, exactly. When you know actors are leaving the show, you gotta wonder. Mm-hmm. You gotta wonder. It's scary. So and what I'm calling Ascendant v. Cure fight right now, obviously in return for the Ascendant, Lily has taken the cure and is threatening to toss it unless Damon can get her back the Ascendant. Again, Mother of the Year award. I just feel like this kind of intimidation doesn't usually work on him. But he freaks out, and he goes to Bonnie. He tries to get it. And then Bonnie's like, you don't even really want this. If you do, you take it. And he doesn't. And for the second time, remember last episode, I freaked out that Damon didn't tell Lena. I'm like, oh, my God, Damon, what are you doing? How did you guys feel about Damon's reaction and letting the cure kind of just go?
I understand it for his character because he loves her so much. He doesn't want to lose her. Mm-hmm. So I understand what he's doing.
Hmm. What was your thought on the entire cure situation and him holding on to it for so long?
I understood. I understood his feelings.
You think it was valid because she might leave him?
I probably would have done the same thing if I was in his position.
Really?
Yeah.
Right? Because she's already kind of told him that if she were human, it wasn't going to work out between them. And if that's the love of your life and you don't want to, you're not ready to let them go, you're going to kind of
She was saying, I want to be with you forever. I don't. Yeah. She was kind of saying she didn't really want to be human again.
Well, we've talked about this before. We're like, well, what if the cure was back? And, you know, would she still want to take it? And obviously, you know, she does, but...
But she said no. She said it's complicated. No.
Yeah. It is complicated, but you could tell that she really does want to. Mm.
Of course, because before she knows it exists, they talk about her 5-year future. And this was so fascinating what she described. Her bartender in New York, and he says, you just described me as Matt Donovan. And guys, there have been, well,
I know where you're going.
So many people on Twitter and wherever. Yeah. And I think even Sam, you might have predicted this a while ago, that the series would end with Elena being with Matt and as a human.
That would be crazy.
I know.
Somebody told me, because I asked somebody before, do they ship Delena or Selena? And they said they ship Milena. And I was like, I've never heard that before. What is that? But it seems like there's little hints that it could maybe happen like that.
You never know.
You really never know.
Do you guys believe that Elena, now after experiencing being a vampire, would honestly be happy being a human, living with Matt in New York, him as a bartender, her in med school?
I feel like the only way that could happen was if they compelled, like, both of them, you know?
To forget that they were a vampire, she was a vampire.
To forget everything.
But could Damon do that?
Oh, my God. Oh. They're going to have to bring the originals back to compel the vampires.
Oh, gosh.
If she turns human and takes the cure, then they could easily do it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I could see him doing it, but breaking his own heart just for her sake. I don't know. That would break my heart if they tried to compel Stefan and Damon out of her life.
Elena already forgets a lot of what happened with Damon. Yeah. Still, she's missing a huge chunk of that. It's like, don't take more from her.
Yeah, she's just, like, following the yellow brick road. She still doesn't remember, like, all of the sexiness
I know.
That went down, which is unfortunate.
But she finally is back in love with him. And now, tonight, he admits, I've been selfish. I should have told you, but I love you. She says, I'm not going to take it. He says, here's the new plan. We're both going to take it together. Bum, bum, bum. Was that a good sound effect?
Since when was that an option?
I was thinking it this whole episode, just seeing it. It looked like there's a lot of cure in there. So I was thinking to myself, well, can't they both take it and kind of both walk off into a happy ever after together?
I thought they had talked about that before, and they said there was only enough for one person.
Yeah, yes. I thought so, too.
And it's the same cure, right? It's the same amount of blood.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It can only be for one person. So here's what I'm thinking is going to happen. They got that from 1994, right? They're going to go back, open up 1903, ooh, just to go get the other cure so Damon can have it. Heretics are going to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Was it around in 1903?
Yeah,
when did
Silas,
the cure?
Silas.
Yeah.
Silas. That's a crazy theory.
Yeah, that is a crazy theory.
It's the only way.
Again, you're making
so
Bonnie.
So much that could happen.
Yeah, you're making Bonnie go against us, though, because I don't know if Bonnie... If Bonnie goes and they go into 1903, she's not going to be very happy with them. She's going to be pretty pissed.
That might be the last straw for her, I feel. And then she's going to totally go nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I think that the last straw already went. I think that it already was the straw that broke the camel's back with her. I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know
who?
If I'm sure with Bonnie.
Oh, with Bonnie. Yeah, Bonnie's team Bonnie right now.
Yeah,
and I'm not mad at her about it.
And you're team
her.
Bonnie. Yeah,
and I'm team Bonnie because you know us Bennett witches got to stick together. And I just want to say, because there was a lot of talk about in the chat room about Damon's love being selfish, and you know that's why they don't like Delena and all this stuff. But I think all love is selfish.
To
a certain extent. And if Elena was if it was a reverse situation, Elena might not have gone to Damon right away and said, "Hey, here's the cure. I know you've wanted it." You're going to kind of hold on to it and be like, you're going to contemplate it, but I do think that eventually, if his mom hadn't stolen it, he was going to tell Elena about the kid.
I think so, too.
Wait till she gave him a good enough reason.
Yeah.
She did, though. I felt like she didn't she give him, like, a couple ins? But I do agree. At one point, he would have. It's not like he had it for years. He had it for a couple days, she said.
Yeah, right. But they're in love. They're supposed to be having an intimate relationship where you tell each other everything.
They also have a lot of other things going on. They're his brother and her best friend have no humanity.
Yeah.
Bonnie's still, you know, kind of trying to reacclimate herself into the world. You got Maddie Blue Eyes, who no one knows what the heck he's up to. Where's Tyler? You know, there's just all this other stuff, and that's constantly the problem here, is that there's so much outside noise affecting people's relationships.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I think it's justifiable that she wasn't really mad initially. She's like, you didn't tell me about this, mm-hmm. but then she didn't take it to like, well, I'm going to stay mad at you forever.
Because she understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting storyline because obviously we know that Nina's leaving. So how is any of this going to affect that? I don't know. Somebody dying? Yeah. Is they running off the sunset?
She's still sired to him, right?
I don't think that you can ever... They broke the sire bond, but okay. They think, but I don't think you ever really know if you do or don't, but I don't know.
Well, tonight when he said, he's like, you're going to take this, and he was looking into her eyes for a second, I was like, wait, are they still sired? Then he's like, I'm going to take it with you. But for a moment, though, I was like, wait, is he doing that to her again? I couldn't tell.
I don't know. It's a good question. Interesting. Okay, I want to talk a little bit, because we only have a few minutes left, about your character.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the fact that there are two of you wandering out there, kind of. Or there's a poser.
Well, she's dead.
There were two of you wandering out. There was a poser. And I don't know. That's risky business that she had a whole nother life, and she was pretending to be you, and mm-hmm. she was inquisitive. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we're going to see any bit about that and how you felt about that, if you ever even knew about that or what's going on. Yeah, you don't know.
If I knew, I'd give you a hint, but I don't know.
As fans of the show, when do we think, what will be the reason, the impetus for her coming back? Because obviously she's got to come back. She knows a little bit about her family. Is it to do research, or what are we thinking?
Enzo telling her that my uncle almost got me killed.
Right.
It's probably what's going to make me want to come back. And also that little connection that me and Enzo had towards the end of that scene. I can't say gone.
Yeah.
I have to find out what that was.
That's true.
I'm already infatuated by him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarah.
Even though you don't care that he's a vampire.
No.
You've been compelled a little too much. You got to keep that vervain bracelet on.
Yeah.
Is one of those vervain bracelet? Yeah.
The green one, right?
The green one, got it.
Well, it seems like there was like a human switch that flipped with you, almost. In like the last scene you were in last week, you were, I don't know, you were different. And I felt like you're just going to come back angry or vengeful. I don't know. I just felt like she seemed different.
I think that your character is off doing some research because, like we talked about, you know, you didn't know the ropes wouldn't hold him. Like, you need to figure out those things before you come and find and actually meet your family and see, you know, what you're up against. You need to just be, like, a little bit cautious.
Mm-hmm. Be cautious. That's Katie's warning. All right, let's get a couple fan questions in there.
Okay, Let Go 2217 said, ask Tristan what has been her favorite scene to shoot.
Favorite scene. Probably that last scene that we shot.
Oh, it was the most incredible.
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
Nope.
Something just happened.
The scene with Marco James, Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The surgery. The unwanted surgery scene. The crazy, bloody... That was probably my most favorite. That was the episode that Ian directed.
Oh my gosh, that scene was intense.
Yeah, that whole episode was intense.
Yeah.
It just had a much darker feel.
You know? That was like an HBO type episode going on.
It really was. And that filming day was really intense. I mean, the scene we shot way longer than, of course, what they showed. You know, Ian would just let us go. And I was just screaming forever. I lost my voice after that day.
How was he as a director?
Amazing.
That's awesome.
He brought so much out of us that day. Stuff I didn't even know I had. Just because he was so intense. You know, it was like he was in the scene with us. Mm. And he wouldn't just say, okay, action. He'd be like, action! And I'd be like, ah! So he helped everything. I don't know. And then he would just let us keep going, you know.
As an actor, he knew what you guys needed.
He knew. And in between every scene, he would just come in, make sure I was okay, make sure I wasn't too... you know, scared or anything. And he was just great.
Hopefully we get to see him direct some more.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Or maybe he can come over to the originals and direct an episode there.
Yeah.
I love the crossover kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got, T?
Okay, this one's from Darius. It's a two-parter. Ask Tristan this extremely important question. She's so pretty. Okay, I lied. It was a statement, but please tell her.
Thank you. That was so funny. Thank you.
I feel you. I feel you, bro.
That was my favorite comment of the whole chat roll. And then he actually does ask a real question. He wants to know, what character or actor on the show would you like to work with that you haven't worked with already?
All of them.
I haven't worked with Katarina yet. haven't worked with Katarina. So definitely her. And, of course, Ian.
Yeah. You know?
Cool.
That'd be fun. Okay, and then last one. Dane Lang wants to know how it feels to be part of the Vampire Diaries family and what is sort of the fan reaction been to your character.
The fan reaction was amazing since before I even got on the show. But since before my first episode even aired, I had a crazy vampire fans that were so supportive and ready for me to come on the show. And it was so, it just made me feel so warm, you know?
That's amazing.
And the same thing at the set. Everyone was so warm and welcoming. Everyone's like a family there. And I felt like I was part of the family day one.
I feel like I'm part of the family and I'm all the way over
here. Yeah. No, it was really incredible. Definitely the best television production I've ever worked on.
Oh, I love hearing that. I love hearing that.
You hear that? So much fun. She's trying to come back next season, y'all. She's trying to get back.
Hey, I'm just being honest. Amazing production.
I have to say, honestly, I think she could go piss on every single person and she still would have to come back next season. Like, we've got some unfinished business. Okay, let's get to the predictions where Sam can also share her news and gossip.
Oh, okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Cool. All right. Well, I predict that there will be a new female lead, which I have heard through the grapevine in some online articles, is Alexandra Chondo from The Lion Game. It was an ABC Family show.
Interesting.
Yes, I've heard that she's going to be a part of next season. I definitely think that Matt hasn't died yet, and he's not going to. I don't think he's lived through so much, so he's going to kind of maybe continue to be there and become a bigger part of the show. I think him and Elena, but then I don't know, him and Elena, Elena's leaving. I think Tyler's going to die, though. I think that's
my prediction on that would be that she's going to shake things up. Whoever's coming in, going to shake it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that Elena won't die. I think that somehow, although we see in the previews that she takes the cure and it looks like Alaric's like, don't do that, and she kind of tweaks out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Predictions?
I think there's going to be a side effect to her taking the cure because we do see her take it. We don't see Damon actually taking it.
Mm.
But if they do manage to do a sort of split take the cure thing, then there's going to be maybe they only halfway come out of their vampirism type of thing.
Ooh, creepy.
Because there wasn't enough of the cure to fully cure them or something like that. Because
they have to take the whole thing.
Yeah, but I don't want Elena to die, but I feel to genuinely get her away from the story without fans continually being like, well, she's only in North Carolina. Yeah. Why can't we just go get her? Is to kill her off.
Mm.
Yeah. Yikes.
Do you know what happens? Can we torture it out of you?
I don't.
Okay.
I didn't read the next couple of scripts, and I didn't want anyone to tell me.
Then what's your prediction? You think about it. Katie, what do you got?
I think the heretics are coming out, and I think Kai might be turned into a heretic.
Ooh, yeah, I thought so, too, because you saw them go after him. You know, they got a little bit of that blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. What you got for us, predictions, girl?
Well, you know what? I agree. One of you guys said that they were going to take the Ascendant and go back and get the other cure or another cure.
That was a Katie original.
I agree with that one.
Cool. Sam, any other predictions?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, everybody, thank you so much. You have been absolutely a joy to have, Tristan.
It's been so much fun.
Thank you for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Tell the people where they can find you again if they want to talk to you throughout the week.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Tristan Mays. That's Tristan with an I, not an A. That's the boys' way of spelling it. And at Trizio on Twitter.
I'm going to start to call you that, Trizio.
Trizio.
I like that a lot.
That's me.
Amazing. And Sam, where can everybody find you?
You can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
Katie.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and at youtube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a weekly vlog.
Very cool. Tiana.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson, and like everyone's saying in the chat room right now, where is Liv?
Yeah, really, really good question. Yeah,
that's a good question.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are, give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up, #ABTVTVD. Thank you so much again, Tristan. You are really, really amazing, and we will see you next week.
ABTVTVD.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.